Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We hear about climate change in the news and from scientists. But what will the world look like in the future if we don't try to curb it now? Professor Kurt Steger from Paul Smith's College explains.
Most discussions of global warming look only as far ahead as 2100 AD, but what happens after that? A new generation of climate models shows that our fossil fuel emissions will disrupt climates for much longer than most of us yet realize. Even in the most moderate scenario, the world won't fully recover for tens of thousands of years. What will life in that deep future be like? As with any change of this magnitude, some will lose and some will win. As ringed seals and polar bears lose out, harbor seals and brown bears will move in to replace them. Although coastlines will sink under rising seas, we've also prevented the next continent-crushing ice age, and Greenlanders may benefit from the de-icing of their nation. But this is only part of the story. As the Earth finally starts to cool down again, climate whiplash will force people, animals, and plants to reverse their adaptive strategies. Losers may then become winners and vice versa. But exactly how the future plays out is up to us as we search for a sane, sustainable path forward. In this new long-term view, we live at a critical time in history when our choices will determine the Earth's climatic future for millennia to come. If we switch soon to non-fossil fuels, we'll prevent the most serious changes, but what if we don't do it in time and trigger a super greenhouse? It's not just fantasy, it's happened before, long before humans came into the picture. Imagine a planet 20 degrees warmer than now with lush polar forests, sea levels 200 feet higher than today, and acidic oceans. These are just some of the choices we'll make on behalf of our descendants in this new geologic epoch, what some are now calling the Anthropocene, or the Age of Humans.
That was Kurt Steger from Paul Smith's College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we see.